إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد, we look at the second question that we have to answer when we go into our qubur. The first question was, who is your Rabb? Man Rabbuk? The second question is, ma deenuk? What is your deen? And again, I want to today just leave that question with you and myself for us to reflect. And tomorrow we will talk a little bit more about that. But the point to reflect is the same thing, which is that we will answer this question not based on some answer that we have memorized, but based on what we actually live by. The answer to ma deenuk is deeni Islam, that my deen is Islam. What does that mean? What does it actually mean in terms of our lives? When I say my deen is Islam, what do I mean? Something that I practice once in a while when I feel like practicing? Something that I pick and choose? I like to do this, so I do it. And then I also like to do some haram, so I do the haram also. Or is it something where I have genuinely and honestly, with integrity, brought all my personal desires, my wishes, I have brought them all and I have made them subject to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to the ahkam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's definition of what is the meaning of following Islam is, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اُدْخُلُوا فِي السِّلْمِ كَافَّةِ وَلَا تَتَّبِيُوا خُطُوَاتِ الشَّيْطَانِ إِنَّهُ لَكُمْ عَدُوٌ مُبِينٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you believe, enter into Islam completely, fully and completely, and do not follow the footsteps of shaitan. Verily and truly, shaitan is an open enemy to you. So if we are saying that, if we hope to say, and I hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will enable us and give us the ability to say this when we are asked this question in our qabr, that when we hope to say deen Islam, that my deen is Islam, then it is essential to be clear in our minds what is the meaning of living by Islam, and then to actually live by Islam. Then inshallah we will be able to give the right answer. That's why I want to leave it here at this point and say, let us reflect and say, here is the standard that is set by the Quran. Here is the standard that was demonstrated by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which is the meaning of living Islam completely. And then apply this standard on ourselves and say, where do I fit? How much do I fit? Am I 100% like this? Am I 90%? Am I 80%? Am I 9%? Am I 1%? Or am I completely out of this? Which one? And then inshallah we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us. Tomorrow we'll talk about this more inshallah. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.